Cairo. Arab leaders have rallied behind an Egyptian proposal to rebuild Gaza, ensuring that its 2.3 million residents remain in the territory. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi announced the unified endorsement following a high-profile summit in Cairo on Tuesday. The decision stands in direct opposition to reported U.S. suggestions of relocating Gaza's population. The summit brought together influential regional figures, including the Emir of Qatar, the Vice President of the United Arab Emirates, and the Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was also in attendance, underscoring the global significance of the discussions. Egypt's reconstruction blueprint outlines a two-phase approach. An initial stage focused on demining and providing temporary housing, followed by a broader rebuilding effort targeting essential infrastructure. Despite the consensus on the need for reconstruction, key challenges remain, particularly regarding governance and securing the billions of dollars required for implementation. To facilitate administration during the transition, Egypt has proposed an independent Palestinian committee composed of professional technocrats. This temporary body would be responsible for overseeing humanitarian aid and managing Gaza's affairs until the Palestinian Authority, PA, assumes full control. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the initiative, urging the United States to support a solution that does not involve the displacement of Gaza's population. Hamas has dismissed any governance arrangement dictated from outside, stressing that Gaza's future must be determined internally. The group has called for an active Arab role in alleviating the humanitarian crisis, while resisting Israeli efforts to displace Palestinians. It also renewed its demand for a full ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from the territory. The summit took place against the backdrop of faltering ceasefire negotiations. A temporary Israel-Hamas truce recently expired without agreement on the next phase. Israel has proposed an extended ceasefire in exchange for the partial release of hostages but has refused to commit to further Palestinian prisoner swaps. Hamas has accused Israel of reneging on previous commitments, insisting that a comprehensive agreement must include the release of Palestinian detainees, a full Israeli withdrawal, and a lasting ceasefire.